Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Tuesday, July the 19th, 2022. I am Tungamili Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about youth unemployment amid the worsening economic decline. This as government workers are pushing for a strike over poor wages and the poor economic outlook. The job action to be finalized later this week has the support of labor unions and civil society organizations. But the government has signaled a heavy-handed response, reportedly deploying police units, mainly in the capital, Harare. While the government statistics agency says Zimbabwe's unemployment rate currently stands at about 90%, independent commentators say it's way over 90%, and that means limited opportunities for young people, including university and college graduates. Lingabalichona njani emakhaya, ikuhlangana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo, uhlelo The Connection. Namhlanje kungolwesibili. Sixoxa ngodaba lokusilela kwemisebenzi elizweni. Nangu abatsha abanengi bakhala ngokuthi bayafunda baphothule emakolishini lasemanyuvesi kodwa basuke bengayitholi imisebenzi. Bakhala njalo ngokubhidlika komnotho khona abathi sokwenze impilo yabalukhuni kakhulu. Sikhuluma nje izisebenzi zikahulumende lazo ziphakathi kokuqoqa ukukhalala umsebenzi zikhonona ngeholo eliphansi. Kwazwai vatereri kusangana ukumuchirongwa chenyu, chirongwa chewe chidiki, chirongwa The Connection. Nasi tirikutaura nenyaya yekushaikwa kwemabasa munyika apo vechidiki vachichema-chema. Nekuti kunyangwe vakadzidza sei mabasa haazi kuwanikwa nechikonzero chekutaza kwehurumende kugadzirisa upfumi hwenyika. Tirikutaura nevechidiki vachinzwa tichinzwa zvishuvo zvavo. Kune rimwewo divi vashandi vehurumende vari kugadzirira kuramwa mabasa vachichema-chema nekuti mari yavari kutambira ishoma. And now let's hear from 21-year-old Matlasi Ndlovu, an unemployed media studies graduate based in Kwabulawayo. She talks to VOA Studio 7's Ezra Chisasvanda.
You're 21 years old, and what are you doing in life?
Well, I'm an aspiring radio and TV presenter.
At the moment, you're unemployed?
I'm unemployed at the moment. I'm looking here and there.
Okay, we are seeing that many youths in Zimbabwe are unemployed at the moment.
Yes.
How do you survive?
These days, it's no longer about the passion. It's about whatever puts food on the table. So you can either do anything, tailoring or waitressing, that's all you can do.
But is it very difficult to get those jobs as well?
It is very difficult to get those as well because people are hiring amongst their family members or amongst themselves.
And then I understand that a lot of people, they hire those who are connected to them or
exactly.
Or their friends or relatives.
Exactly.
And for people like you, who don't have anybody in the system or in businesses or in companies, how do you survive?
Yeah, it's really tough on us because we are trying to survive as well. And you look everywhere, they'll tell you we are good or we're not taking anyone at the moment. Whereas they know that they're going to be taking their close associates. So it's really hard for us, the unemployed.
Looking at the future, where are you going, Mutlasi, when you're looking at the situation right now?
Looking at the situation, we are not going anywhere. We will end up doing nothing. So much for the passion, our passions and our aspirations. We will be forced to do anything just to put put food on the table.
As a youngster, like yourself, a 21-year-old, do you live with relatives? Do you live with your parents? Where are you getting source of income?
Right now, I don't have any source of income. I stay with my parents. Yeah.
So your parents, after completing everything, schools, college, they now have to support you again.
And they have to support me, but obviously they're always pestering me to, like, look for a job, do something, you're done with your schoolwork, so do something with your life. But what do? No one is hiring.
That was Matlasi Ndlovu, an unemployed media studies graduate, speaking from Bulawayo with Ezra Chisaspanda. We also spoke to 24-year-old beauty therapist Samantha Ncube.
Samantha Ncube, you are 24. What are you doing in life?
Nothing at the moment.
Nothing?
Yes.
You have never worked before?
No.
When did you complete your course?
2017.
And you've just been sitting at home?
I've been just sitting at home.
So what's the plan for the future?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What are your plans now? What are you going to do? Are you going to trick others going to South Africa? Are you already looking? Some of the people your age are actually now married. I can see now that you are pregnant already. Are you married now?
Yes, I'm now married. I'm married, yes.
Why did you get married at a young age? Is it because you entered the security?
Yes, I entered security, and this thing of not working, it wasn't working for me, so
you had to get married and sit down?
Yes, yes.
So you're happily married now?
Yes, happily married.
Do you wish to go back and work as well?
Very much. I do wish so.
What you want to work, what you want to do in life?
I wanna do many things.
Yeah.
I wanna be a hairdresser.
Yeah.
I also want to be a host.
Okay. Yeah. Since you have done all these tourism courses and all that, but they can't employ you, so you can't get a job there.
I can't.
Looking at the youth your age, so many of you are moving around the streets, and some are into prostitution, and some are into selling and buying. Where do you see the future of you, all you youngsters, your age, let's say the youth between the ages of 18 and 36, where do you see them in about 10 years' time or so?
In about 10 years' time, I think we'll be all suffering. Looking at the situation of our country, we'll be suffering.
That was Samantha Ncube speaking in Bulawayo with Ezra Chisaspanda. Tava kuenda kuHarare uko mutori wedu wenhau Godwin Mangutya ataura newechidiki tanasiwa Dambuza uyo ane makore ekuberekwa makumi maviri nemana 24. Dambuza anoti vechidiki vari kutya nhoko dzezvironda.
Chikoro makabvari zvizii makaita kusvika pai pari zvino ndiri kufunzawo palevel masters in international trade and diplomacy, but ndakatopedza marizauzi nguva ndakangomirirawo hangu asati atoda saka kurishanda ku basa pari zvino handisina. Chandinongoita kuvolontia kumaorganization yakasiyana siyana, shuwiro iri yekuti nerimwe ramazuva ndigowanawo kwokushanda.
Saka tingati izvi zvinokwanisa here kuti munge muchirarama?
Kuvolontia pachokwadi handikwanisi kurarama, handikwanisi kuchengetawo vabereki vangu sezvavaishuwirawo mushure mekunge ndapedza fundo dzandiri kuita.
Samaonerenyi nichii chingaitwa nehurumende kuti vamwe vakaita semunge muchikwanisawo kuwana mabasa sezvo makaenda kuchikoro?
Hurumende ndinovimba kuti ndiro basa rayo rekuti ikwanise kunge ichibatsiridza vechidiki kuti vange vachiwana mabasa. Saka chimwe chainokwanisa kuita kugadzirawo ikonomi yedu munyika yeZimbabwe kuita kuti vanhu vakwanise kunge vachi wana pokushandira nokuti kana economy isina kumira zvakanaka zvinoreva kuti isu samayouth hatikwanisi kuwanikwa tichiwanikwawo tichienda kokushanda uye zvakare tirikuona kune mitemo imwe inopunyikidza maorganizations ataishuwira kunge tichishandira for example PVOB izvozvo zviri kuita kuti maorganizations mazhinji atizi of which isusu sevanhu vakadzidzawo political science tinototarisirwa kunge tichishanda kungava kuhurumende kana kumaorganizations iwawo saka kana maemployers or potential employers edu achinge asipo or achinge achitiza munyika yedu yezimbabwe zvinongoreva kuti hatikwanisi kuwana mabasa.
Tanatsiwa Dambuza achitaura ari muHarare naGodwin Mangudla weStudio 7. And now let's take a brief break. Please stay tuned. For those that have just joined our show, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our websites, voandebele.com, voashona.com, as well as voazimbabwe.com. You can send us your views on our social media platforms. We continue our show with Studio 7's Ezra Chisaspanda talking to youths in the country. Kulomunye njalo osakhulayo ongumsekeli webandla leZanu PF oke waxoxa le Studio 7 kusikhatshana esedluleyo. Yena othi kakaze asebenze empilweni yakhe kodwa uthi lanxa kunjalo uza qhubeka elivotela ibandla elibusayo.
Kunjani mama ezobani?
Nginompilo Sibanda.
Yebo Nompilo Sibanda.
Yebo.
Wena uyini la?
Mina ngi youth.
Elani?
Elezani PF.
Uyithi ezani PF uhamba yena esigabeni sapho?
Hayi, esigabeni ku-right.
Right. Ubona njani abantu bakhalavela abantu amayouthi kala msebenzi wena njengeyouthi lezanu PF uthini?
Nakathi esikawuphi umsebenzi sikhuluma nje sihlezi.
Manje uthini phela?
Sithi sicela nje imsebenzi into nje esingayenza nathi sihlezi. Sisemakhaya sosibona
ukuthi. Umyeza abuza ukuthi manje kuzanu PF ngenamsebenzi uhlalele?
Ah, ngihlezi kuphela kade ngingathini.
Awudingi amanye amabandla?
Hayi, amabandla kangiwadingi.
Okay.
Ngihlezi nje lami khonapho kuzanu PF ngibambelele khonapho.
So ubambelele la.
Ya kakhulu.
Uyasebenza.
Kuzani phi?
Umnyaka ka 2023 ubona ngani le wena?
Ngikhangela sikhangelele konoko.
Yebo. Kodwa ubona ngani ngawena kulona?
Kakhulu.
Ujongana.
Ah, nanxa nje into yakho nisenzakana nje sikhangele nje. Ngalapha sihlangana khona nje singamayiti singabadana hayi. Sikhangela sinise inamba enengi kakhulu siyawe.
Bona wabasebenza.
Hayi.
Awasebenza.
Eh.
Ukhalelo uzasebenza kodwa
engxenye ngikukhangelele nje ukuthi ngizasebenza
okay emkhambeni sizaqalisa nombayi ikhambeni za 2023 sizaqalisa
hayi zingathi nje zisaqalisa kazika
alilu kodwa
hayi akusikalu labantu asazini bekhona siyakulwa ngokuhamba kwesikhathi
umngeni wawutshela abanye manje ethi asakhulela
ngamanye amayouthi nje ngingawatshela ukuthi kunjani ukuthi sicelacele nje izimali lapho esingazicela khona khonapha ebandleni lethu lathi sizuze ukuphumelela njengokunye sithole singakwenza.
Osakhulayo weZanu PF uNompilo Sibanda exoxa lapho lo Ezra Chiso Sibanda weStudio 7. ULove Moore Sibanda yena uxoxe njalo elo Ezra Chiso Sibanda othi usedinge umsebenzi waze wadela ngosakhulayo ke uLove Moore Sibanda. Asizweni inxoxo yakhe lo Ezra Sibanda.
Wena ke nyabona le myami ngayi
mina nde 32 years
uthini lapho uyasebenza yini?
Lapha emsebenzi asithole siyabhayisika nje sisabe sizama ukudinga but hayi umsebenzi asithole.
Usu lesikhathi ngani ungasebenzi?
Ngathi vele ngazama lokuya eGoli ngaphenduka lapho ekhaya ngizabe ngisebenzi
kule myaka ye 32. Empilweni yakho nokhangele uphila njani ngobunzima lokho ungasebenzi?
Kunzima vele because le nto zasezinzima akula nto esingathola solisiphila nzima vele.
Nxa ukhangele kathesi simo seZimbabwe ngobunzima lobo bukhona ucabanga ukuthi ke intshe njenganamayouth anjenganazo aphila ngani?
Kungaba le-change the lesitole lama-project okuyenza kuyabe kungcono.
Nxa sikhangele wena kathesi emsebenzi oyenzayo kuyini ongathi ufundele ukusebenza ongakwenza?
Umsebenzi ngenze yabhozi ngiyakwanisa ukufaka ama-tiles aphansi lawalepela.
So wena vele ungulokhu ze uyakwazi ukwakha, uyakwazi ukulungisa ama-tiles, uyakwazi nokupenda? Uqualified?
Yeah, ngiqualified.
Lapho edolobheni wenzani? Uyabe ubhodi usenzani?
Sabe sidinga nje enye singakuthola emgwaqweni but akuka nje sikuthola.
Udatha isikhathi ngalani wawuthola umsebenzi uthi uthole i-peace job?
I-peace job uyithola ka-1 kumbe nge-2 weeks.
Uphile ngani? Khuluma silusitshele phela ukuthi uhlala la
khona loko ukuthi after 2 weeks ungathola i-$10 oyitholayo nale uthenga impuphu uthenge mazi siyathola enye futhi $10 after 2 weeks isiphilela vele ukudla lazi kuyabe kushota vele asitholi lutho.
With elections approaching in 2023, some are worried that the unemployed youth are vulnerable to being used by political parties to unleash violence for a small fee. Despite all the odds, some youth are finding solace in technology where they are creating opportunities for themselves and others. Studio 7's Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye spoke with Rodwell Nyati, who teaches computers and coding at Meta Innovation Hub in Victoria Falls.
Panama distributors are innovation hub. So we have cities in Savana, Zagasiana, Siana, Zanobos, Nafana, New Court, Coding, Kanabu, Katsa Music, Kanabu, which has a good tour.
Murku wana vechiliki vachitambira sechi mwaji?
Ndumona vachite parava vichitambira iti. Kuna bazhinji vacho vachiuya nekuwanda vachiuya kuzoda kudzidza zvecoding nezvekuita nezvetechnology.
Chirongwa ichi muri kusponswa nani? Chiri kubatsirwa nani?
Chirongwa ichi chiri kubatsirwa ne Love for Africa, Jamf, Angel of Hope and Meta.
Imi mune makore mangani tsokona munenge vechidiki?
Ine ndiri 20. I'm turning 27.
Saka vana vari kutambira sei kuona vachidzidziswa nevechidiki vanenge ni?
I believe vanenge vachifara vasingaiti because each and every time ndikapinda munomwe muchikoro muno kana vese vanenge vachida kuuya kunoko vaizotaura neni vachimbondiexplainera
Saka vanenge vachida kunyatsonzwa zvamuri kuita vanokubata ipapi munowanikwa kupi?
Tinowanikwa kumosi Victoria Falls, Mosi Innovation Lab, Mosi High School is an innovation lab. Or no one on the WhatsApp by number 078-298-7424. Or no one on one number by Twitter, on the road to Babelang N.
That was Rodwell Nyati speaking with Studio 7's Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And now we are joined by our guest, that's John Muchenge, founder of 4-H Zimbabwe Foundation, which works with young people on peace building and employment opportunities. Mr. Muchenge, welcome to Live Talk.
Thank you very much.
Yes, the number of unemployed people in Zimbabwe seems to be growing by the day as the economy continues to crumble. But particularly looking at young people, the youth demographic, how concerned are you about unemployment among Zimbabwean youth?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I think it's a cause for concern when we are seeing quite a number of graduates in our country that are loitering. Some of them are moving outside the country looking for employment and greener pastures. And we as an organization that advocates for youth meaningful participation in the development of our nation, we are saying to the government that they should try to create meaningful opportunities for young people in our country. Zimbabwe has got a lot of opportunities that young people can explore, but I think we need to put our government to task to make sure that they open up those spaces so that we don't continue experiencing the brain drain that we are currently experiencing. But a lot of young people are moving to the neighboring countries, South Africa, some to UK, to looking for greener pastures. And as a country, if we continue doing that, in the next 5-10 years, we'll be left with no professionals in our country, even to zero. So as an organization, we are really concerned, and we are doing some inroads and engagements, diplomatic engagements with the relevant ministries, even the government, to make sure that they open up spaces for young people. Like you said before, that if we continue neglecting these young people, one, they are going to use drugs. I've seen the Ministry of Youth and other people doing massive campaigns against drug abuse and some awareness. And secondly, they are going to be used by politicians that have got money and manipulated to be involved in violence that we actually experience where young people are being used as political tools to pursue some agendas for certain political people.
And the government, of course, is blaming the ongoing economic challenges and the rate of unemployment on sanctions by Western countries like the United States and Britain. Is that not a fair point?
Yeah, it's a topic for discussion, and it depends which angle are we coming from. Both from my own understanding as a development practitioner, I have two things that are causing our economic crumble. The first one is the sanctions. Yes, they are there. They have been imposed, and they are causing some restrictions in the movement of goods and money even outside our country. But also we have got corruption, which is within our country, which also the government needs to deal with. I've heard the president, E.D. Mnangagwa, highlight hammering on corruption, which means and also the formation of ZEC, Zimbabwean Corruption Commission. We need these guys to hammer on corruption so that at least we limit some money which is being taken out of the country illegally. We limit also the movement of our minerals that are being illegally exported out of our country. So I think the sanctions, yes, and also corruption. So the government needs to close in these two things that are affecting our economy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dave Muchenge, and please do stay on the line as we take our first caller. That's Donald Mamboma. Mkoma Donald Magadi.
Ndinofara mkoma Ntungamili Magadi iko.
Aiwa, tinofara hedu. Mapinda muchirongwa muikuionawo sei nyaya yekushaikwa kwemabasa yakanganisa vechidiki muZimbabwe.
mukoma ntunga inye inorwadza zvingaiti inye huru inorwadza zvingaiti kutinoda nyatso kuhandliwa ine wei yekuti dei kuri kunzi hurumende yaita yaisa musoro pamwe chete nevanhu navagari vabereki kana kuti tingakuti mastakeholders ese ane chekuita nezvedzidzo kana kuti nezve kuchengetwa kwevana zvakanaka kugara pasi nokuti pane dambudziko guru mukoma ntunga ndaichimbotaura kana tete mavelas palestok panyaya pamusoro penyaya iyo ndichiti fyucha yevana yenyika fyucha yenyika kwete yevana fyucha yenyika yakutoenda mudondo nokuti kana vana vazhinji vanofanirwa kuzotora nyika kuindisa pane imwe stage mberi ine ramangwana varivo vakukanganisika kudai vanhu takatarisa zvinhu zvinogwadza mukoma nokuti nyika inenge yakutoratidza kuti yakutoenda kumawere kucrisis jaijai deep crisis.
Haiwa tinotenda
vanhu vakadzidza Zimbabwe inenge hakutyo kusisina ndozvatinoreva kuti norondese kunzi Zimbabwe ine vanhu vakadzidza kwe kusisina ine ramangwana.
Aha, tinotenda mukoma Donald, regai tidzokere kuna vaJohn Muchenje. Muri kunzwa vaMuchenje vamamboma vari kutaura nekuti Zimbabwe inyika ine vanhu vakadzidza stereki. Asi ufumi huri kuondomoka, mabasa hapana. Nyaya iyoyo nyaya yekuti vanhu vakadzidza vane madegrees, you find munhu ane madegrees 2-3 asi basa hapana. What does that do kune vechidiki vamwe vari kukura vachava neshuwo yekuti vapinde kuchikoro vaende kumayunivhesiti here vachiona nyika yakazara maunemployed graduates sekuona kwenyu?
Yeah, zvino vona kwaafekta vechidiki vakati wandei when they are looking at our economy and where we are going. So what I can say is our leaders, they need to come up and meet as leaders and discuss the future of our nation. And even our president, His Excellency Jim Nangagwa, he must give confidence in the young people to tell them that, no, as the government, we are with you. We have heard your complaints, and we are prepared to make sure that we meet what you are looking for. Even the Minister of Youth, to me, I can challenge them. They need also to speed up their game in terms of looking at the issues that young people are raising. I think there's a means that you should do that. The Minister of Youth should actually be involved in engaging young people. And also the political parties, because if you see, we do engage young people in different platforms, where the young people are also saying, the political parties themselves, because the government comes from the political parties.
Mr. Mchenje, please hold it there. Let me squeeze in this caller, Richard Moyo. Mr. Moyo, how are you? Hello, Mr. Moyo. Aiwa, tinofara. Mune 30 seconds, tipe ifungwa dzenyu.
Regai, okay, regai ndibude panze bonzi kunzwa ikaviri pa ningi pa so.
Itai gaga mukoma nguva dzafamba, tine 30 seconds.
Ya, regai nditende chirongwa chemanheru chamukutaura ichi chandiri kunzwa baba va Donald Mamboma naba vamuchenje. Zvishuwa pachokwadi, yuti vechidiki vatambudzika mabasa pachokwadi munyika yezimbabwe. Mabasa arimo asi ana mari. Ndo chatinoza kuti titaure ichocho. Hatingadi tirove imbwa takadududza mupini munyika yezimbabwe togara tirimo. Ndikada kuti ndikuzivisei, ndikakuudzai kuti vana vechidiki vari kutora zvinodhaka. Vanasikana, tikaenda pana Shonga Miti payapaya pane zvimamaini zviripo, unoona vanasikana vechidikidiki vachizama kuzvibatsira nenzira yakaipa. Saka mukati menyika yekwedu yezimbabwe munotoda nyasha dzajehovha mwari zvose zviri kuzama mumamusangano ekubatsira vechidiki.
On that note, I'm sorry, mukoma Richard Moyo, we have to leave it there. Let me extend a heartfelt thanks to our guest, Mr. John Muchenje, and our callers, as well as you at home, our listeners. Let's make another date next week. I am Tungamilinkomo. Kunai Zimbabwe.